Good morning. It's 8:38 Finger Lakes Morning News, and time to get healthy with Finger Lakes Health, although we have the not fully healthy Laura Turbide with us this morning. Good morning.
I do. I have a little bit of a little under the weather.
I'm sorry to hear about that, but I do want to say, I hope it's okay if I say this, happy birthday, 21st, to your remarkable daughter, who is going to just change the world.
Thank you for
in her life. She's just an amazing person, and celebrating 21 today.
Thank you. Yes, 21 good, healthy years.
Wow.
As we start our healthy talk today. But thank you. Yes,
she's Sophia going to school where now?
She's at the University of Rochester, and we are looking forward to seeing her this evening to celebrate.
All right.
Lots of great moments.
Now, any other chat and snack or anything coming up in the
chat
near future?
Chat and snack is going. Prehab is still going.
Right,
just started. Yep. We have been. We are having a Shriner screening coming up, so people can look on the website.
Okay.
And we're going to have some visitors here to talk about the Shriner screening a little earlier this year. So there's a lot going on. I would drive you to www.flhealth.org.
All right. Now, sometimes when the guests come, I have to go, gee, I wonder what we're talking about. But it's Kathy Brown Ryko, so I have a pretty good inkling of what we're talking about today.
We are talking about today, and we were just saying spring is starting to spring. It has not sprung yet, but in doing so, we are getting ready to run, and we are excited about the Cubby Chase, as always. This is the 10th Cubby Chase.
Wow.
That is so exciting. What a milestone. So Kathy had this brainstorm years ago, because when you run child care centers, as people know, our Jim Dooley Center for Early Learning has been a huge part, just a cornerstone of the community, the first nationally accredited child care center in the region, incredibly quality child care programs, meeting kinds of standards that places just weren't even striving to meet before Kathy came around here. So we felt so grateful, but doing so, it's expensive endeavor to run child care center. And even though parents pay and it's expensive to pay, there's always a gap in the cost. So Kathy's creative mind was, you know, in the fundraising mode to try to make sure that we could keep doing all the wonderful things we love to do at the Jim Dooley Center. And she basically identified, well, maybe we could do a road race and do some fundraising. So 10 years ago that began. She was not a runner at the time, but really became a runner through this. So she herself has personally transformed. But we are 10 years, and the Cubby Chase is a fantastic 5K, 10K, and also a color mile fun run, a chance for people to get together as a family, a really beautiful morning, takes place in July. But here's the best part. We get you ready for it. And you know how much I love that. So we get people ready for it, and we have the Get Ready to Run program. So we're going to talk about both today. The Get Ready to Run program, which starts June 5th, so that you can actually gear up and be really ready by July. And then what a wonderful, wonderful day. And I was just saying, it's a great course up through Geneva from the Child Care Center up sort of around that Octagon House down Castle. Just a beautiful course, great time. And I said, it's a great course for a great cause. So you can't do better raising money for our beautiful, beautiful children that we all want to have this quality kind of programming for. And then also a chance to be healthy and do something fun.
All right, Rotary plug. That's our Rotary water station is right down Castle Street, right near the Octagon. So, Kathy, welcome back.
Thanks. Thanks
first
for having
first.
Me.
So let's talk about actually two agencies that this is benefiting. First is your own Jim Dooley Center for Early Learning. Just tell us a little bit about it for people who don't know.
Well, yes, as Laura said, we actually will be celebrating our 30th year in existence next year for the Jim Dooley Center. And so that's pretty exciting. But again, this is the 10th year of the Cubby Chase. And as you say, we have a partner, and that is the Ontario ARC, the Autism Center. And they work with us on the Cubby Chase, and we share our proceeds with them.
Which does tremendous work. April is Autism Awareness Month. We just had guests on the other day for the Autism Walk this weekend at Eastview Mall, and they do terrific work at Ontario ARC.
Absolutely.
So now let's back up then to the getting ready part. Now, how many years has that been going on? Because that didn't start the first year of the chase, I don't think, right?
No, this, I believe, is the fifth year.
So part of the idea was, I guess, really based on your own experience, which is you weren't a runner at all, and kind of jumped into it, and then came up with the idea, why don't we have a program for those couch potatoes to get off the couch and say, okay, you don't jump off the couch and run a 10K, but we can work you up to it.
Absolutely. Yes, because we would like people to be able to do this safely and not get injured. And so I think that's a real benefit of the Couch to Cubby Chase is that we have professional coaches, and they help folks at every level to train safely and be ready, and maybe even after they've trained for one 5K to make it a way of life.
I had a friend that I'll just interject here. I had a friend who turned 51 this year, and she made her goal to do 51 5Ks in her when she turned 51. And I'll tell you, I was following her on Facebook, seeing her post them, finding them in all kinds of weather. So I'll tell you, you just never know once you get the bug what will happen.
Well, it's a fantastic thing to do, really, because you are, most of the races are charitable events. So you're raising money for good causes and you're doing something for your own health, and it's fun.
And by the way, one of the things we should point out, too, for the really hardcore runners is it's a great combination. There's people that this is the only thing they do all year, but it is also a fully certified course for the real top-notch competitors.
Absolutely. Yes, it certainly is. And we have a cash prize for the top male and female in both the 5K and the 10K. And not that the prize is so huge, but it's a great badge of honor. And so we have some pretty fast racers as well.
And so beautiful medals always.
Yeah.
This year is a big surprise on the medals, too, because it's the 10th anniversary.
All right. Take us through the getting ready to run program. What do you do and what do you learn about kind of gearing yourself up to the task?
Right. Well, we start Tuesday, June 5th, and then it's each Tuesday night leading up to Cubby Chase. And the first thing that the coaches do is they find out from each individual what their own goals are and what they want to achieve. And then the coaches design a program that meets everybody's needs. And so you have your weekly workouts and your assignments to do. And then we have our meetup every Tuesday night to be together, see how we're doing, challenge ourselves, and get advice from the coaches.
And meet people at your level, too. So what's nice is because there's a range, and trust me, I've done the walk of it.
Yeah.
I've tried to do the little run walk of it. And each time you kind of land in a group of people who are sort of challenging themselves in the same way, then you can actually meet on the off days if you choose to. But it's just a nice chance to see that there are really people at every single level. As we said, those 1 mile fun run runners are way faster than the rest of us. But really, as Kathy said, we've had professional sort of people training for sort of Olympic type events have been with us, and we've also had a family just literally out with the strollers. So it's been a really, I think, a beautiful mix of people coming together for a great cause.
And one of the things I will say too is this is the most thankful and polite group of runners when they go by a Rotary water station. I mean, every single solitary person says thank you so much. I mean, it's really great to be part of that at the water station each year. I really enjoy it.
The Cubby Chasers are the best people. That's
they sure
a fact.
Are.
And so, being 10 years, we're hoping that we'll have our prior Cubby Chase folks come back to us. And we're going to run a little contest. If you wear a past Cubby Chase t-shirt, we're going to have some special drawings for you.
All right. So. Also, we want to point out, too, and by the way, CubbyChase5K10K.org is the website that has everything. Including a little bit earlier start this year.
Yes, we are starting a little earlier for a couple of reasons. For one thing, it's the end of July, it's hot. And so the folks during the 10K, the 6 mile, it's kind of nice to get a little bit earlier start at 8:15. We're going to start that this year. Excuse me, 8:30, we're going to start the 10K. We're going to start the color mile at 8:15. But that's almost a half hour earlier than we've started previously. And so it's the heat of the day, but also traffic.
Yeah.
We have found that there is a big difference in a half hour's time of when the traffic begins to pick up on a Saturday morning, and we want to keep everyone safe.
And again, July 28th, Saturday, fantastic. But you can also begin Tuesday, June 5th, every week with us training. Also, we always, you've mentioned Rotary. Thank you, Rotary, for being out there all the time. Fantastic. We can always use volunteers. Everything from the day before, helping give out shirts and helping register people, to helping set up the course. It's always Kathy the night before doing that course spray painting. And so we really can always use extra hands. So even if you're not a runner, but you want to be a part of a good cause, or you have a group that wants to do a water station, please let us know.
So what would you say, Kathy, as someone who's made that transition from couch potato, for somebody that's going, I can't, 5K, I'm going to fall over or embarrass myself. What do you say to somebody that's maybe just kind of on the fence thinking about it?
Well, I would say that it's definitely something that your body will adjust to if you just go out and train for it. And you know what? Find a friend. Go walk or run with friends, because that's the thing I enjoy most about it is the
social. I see a lot of that. I see some husbands and wives, and because obviously there's a lot of people I know. But you see that. It's just groups of people get together in kind of the same time range, you
Absolutely.
Know. So you, if you're not a great runner, find a couple of other people that aren't great runners. And if it takes you half an hour, it takes you half an hour. Who cares?
I think my greatest gift as a runner is that I can talk nonstop the entire time.
And truly, life-changing, I think, for people. Literally putting one foot in front of the other. We talk about it every single week. Excuse me, with varied guests on everything from cardiology to oncology to gastroenterology. We've had many, many specialists here talking very much about just taking those very small steps. You don't have to change your life upside down overnight. It's just these very small steps. And I look at Kathy really as a role model who has done this and role model for our entire organization in terms of really changing her life. And I think probably feels literally, like in the 10 years, she's gained a decade, I will tell you. So not only, instead of it taking 10 years off her life planning the Cubby Chase, it's done the opposite. It's roll back the clock. When I look at her and I think about probably how healthy she feels right now and how fantastic she looks, and also how fantastic this, you know, I see her with her friend out running. And I think to myself, they really got that special connection through that running and have really continued to work at this and then go meet other people and go to these other races and really create a whole, I think, a whole healthy lifestyle. And,
well,
and it all started with one step for Cubby.
And every time all of your other experts come in, diabetes, what's one of the things you can do? More exercise. Heart problem, Joe Gomez, how do you fit? More exercise. I mean, it's that solves, that's the first step in solving almost every other health problem.
Exactly. And just moving more. And I will certainly say to you, if you're thinking about it at all, this is the race to do, because everyone is so supportive. Everyone is so friendly. There is such a wide range of abilities. I will say there's fantastic other races. Our organization is going to be up at the JP Morgan Corporate Challenge and things. You know, that's a large, large crowd. We want to have a real large crowd, but I will tell you, it's not that kind of crowd that's so large that you feel like you're going to be lost in a sea or get trampled over or something. It is really, I think, a perfect opportunity to get started. And it's also a great chance if you are one of those 10K people who want to just get out early, blast it out, and do a good cause.
All right, training begins on June 5th. The run is on July 28th. Cubby Chase 5K 10K.org to benefit both the Jim Dooley Center for Early Learning at Geneva General and the Autism Center at Ontario ARC. Thank you both for being here. Please give your best to my daughter, to my best to your daughter on her 21st birthday, and tell her we said hello, and always good to see you.
Wonderful, Ted. I absolutely will. Thank you.
All right, and we will get healthy again in 2 more weeks with Finger Lakes Health. It's 8:51 now on the Finger Lakes Morning News.